salmon, potato fungus. So the Irish ones have some issues. But, you know, so there's like all these rival potato gangs, definitely. And then the really posh ones, the kind of Bunkport.
They have martinis.
But that could be like a million. I mean, many storylines could come from that. You know, they come to try and rescue, or actually, her Idaho parents, or Idaho potato parents, actually reach out to have her rescued by some kind of potato cousins somewhere else, right? Like, they're going to come and rescue her from this life of squalor and that woman's underwear. Yeah, definitely. I think it would be a great storyline. Maybe that's what happens. So they reach out to their East Coast posh relatives who hire Scraggly and Emaciated to find girl Potato.
Yes.
They're detectives, right? They just don't know. They're not very good detectives. They don't know that because they don't ever come to the city anyway.
You can't go. Why would
Ken of Unfort Potatoes ever go to Black Metropolis? They're not going to. But they're like, okay, we'll help you. And then they find some ad on the telephone pole or whatever. So they call Scraggly and Emaciated to track down girl Potato.
Okay, so yes. So Ratwoman's not in this issue at all.
Of course she's in the issue. We thought she has girl Potato. Of course she's in it. I'm just saying. Well,
We were talking about the legumes and the tubers.
Yes.
And I was thinking about how, what was the name of the dog that's really horny, that rat woman totally...
Estrus.
Estrus is a horny dog who rat woman just claws shit in a discotheque. Because she's like, she tried to fuck rat woman. Rat woman's like, fuck you.
Is she dragging her butt around the dance floor?
She's dragging her butt around the dance floor. That's a good one. That's a fucking good one. Estrus is dragging her dirty fucking pussy and butt.
Exactly. Her butt is itchy, right? She just grabs onto any leg that she can find. She doesn't care. And she's being dragged around the dance floor.
Yeah. So Rat Woman in her halter top with her six titties and her turkey heels and her scary tight ass of jeans decides to claw her face off and claw Esther's she's basically just an organ on the dance floor, which Rat Woman kicks underneath the bar.
Yeah.
And she just, Esther's is just basically, it's one episode that she didn't last for the whole novel.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so then when she goes to Porsche Monkey Flats to find the crackhead.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Throughout the whole graphic novel, we got really, his dark meatballs and...
Did you ever see George's Porsche Monkey watermelons?
No, I haven't seen those. His boyfriend's got something called Porsche Monkey Watermelons, but this is Porsche Monkey Flats. So we can't actually say Porsche... We can't say Porsche Monkey because it's too racist, right?
I would say.
Are you asking me? Or
yeah. Okay, are we allowed to say Porsche? Okay, so Porsche Monkey Flats is where the crack dealer or whatever, he's a monkey, basically, that's running all, it's 90210 zip code. He's running all the whole whatever kind of rat woman's trying to get some sort of money from him or his gang to try and get money from him so she can do her kombucha, buy her dumpster kombucha. Mm-hmm. That everybody loves, but they won't support her in this, so she decides to call their faces up too, and it's a big, heinous fucking, gun illicit, bloody battle, where she basically, right? And then no portion of it. What about his dark meatballs?
Okay, how does his dark meatballs come into it?
I don't know. I think dark meatballs should be like just a flashing billboard in the background with
Yeah, exactly. Just like dead clam.
Oh, yeah, dead clam.
Stirring
the stuck to the shell.
Yes, stuck to the shell. Yeah. It's all stuck to the shell.
Nicole Kidman and all her Botox, dead clam. Oh, my God.
Okay, we were talking about Giardia De Laurentiis, okay.
Right.
It turns out De Laurentiis did the movie called she had a really famous movie.
No, she's not an actress that I know of.
Her dad did a very famous movie.
Yeah, her dad, yeah. So I don't know which one her dad is. There's a couple of De Laurentiis's, but so it might cute. Be Vino De Laurentiis. I don't know, just look it up. Look it up. Google it. Google her, and I'm sure it'll say which De Laurentiis, but he's a, you know, a director. So,
do you know who Shigala Lawson is? Shigala?
Her dad is some kind of famous, like, politician or lawyer, barrister or something like that. Yeah. You know, in England. So they're both rich bitches that don't have to do fuck all. They're literally, you know, like trust fund babies.
Yes.
I do think they spread food porn disease just because they're not cooks. Like, why the fuck would I trust this fucking bitch who's never lifted a finger in her life to cook me a meal? No, get away from my food. Gross.
Yeah, and same with Gordon Ramsay. I think Gordon Ramsay's probably like a nice guy.
I don't think he's a nice guy. I think he's an asshole. He seems like an asshole to me. I don't know, whatever. But, you know, he can be whatever character you want him to be. But I do like that he looks like a Gord, because he does. He's kind of wordy, you know. He's one of those fucked up ornamental Gords for a head, definitely. Yeah, yes.
Okay, yes. So we established that. Okay, so now what else can we establish here? What's that cool picture? Okay, so hold on. Okay, so now we got Porch Monkey Flats. We've got what is this disgusting picture? Oh my god, I gotta take these pictures and show them to her. What is this disgusting picture right here? Is that immediate?
That's Idi Amin.
That's Idi Amin. Oh my god, Megan, I gotta show you these pictures right now. His boyfriend did these wonderful. Okay, hold on.
He didn't do that. George didn't do those. I found those.
Oh, did you say Idi Amin?
Idi Amin.
Yeah, Idi Amin. Hold on. Okay.
I know.
And it's Gaddafi.
Gaddafi. Look at this. Okay, first of all, I send this picture to you right here. Right here. Check this out. Sending this to you right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay, hold on. Where's the woman's black person? The hose. Remember the one Jamie had?
The hose.
The hose black person.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, here we go. It said nigger goat. Remember the black person, the little kid, they had the hose.
Oh, like, no way.
Yes, I gotta send it to you right now.
Oh, seriously?
Yes. Who's one right here? Who's this pig person right here?
The pig person? I think that's Arafat. No, that's not
Arafat. Is it Arafat? Did you get it yet, Megan?
That's not Arafat. Wait. It might be Idi Amin. Idi Amin died. I mean, he's you know, like, this is back. I don't know. It can't be Idi Amin.
It's not current.
No.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. Did you get it yet?
Of course, he wouldn't be holding a stuffed animal, please.
Idi Amin, whatever that is, yeah.
with the pig, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hysterical. So okay, so we got that. Okay, so we got that down. That episode with the Anthony Bourdain, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got down the trash can capers with Scraggly and Emaciated.
Yeah.
We've got what's your name? You can't say your name. The horny dog.
Yersinia Pestis.
No, not her. The dog, the horny dog that skips her butt across
the... Estrus.
We got that issue with Estrus. I mean, I don't know.
She's like, Estrus is like the kind of dog that Paris Hilton would have in her purse. Oh, God. Kind of dog. But, you know, on the wrong side of the tracks kind of thing, clearly. Or maybe she just got lost. Maybe she is Paris Hilton's dog. I don't know.
She got tricked in the limo.
What is this? Okay, what does it say? White flower? What is this? White? Oh my god, that is Jamie. What is that? Hold on. You guys see this? This is great. Wait till you see this. It says white flower. Oh my god, wait till you see this. This is crazy. Hold on a second. Wait till you see.
Is that Gaddafi?
No.
Yeah, Gaddafi. Hold on. Okay, this says white flower. This is great. Did I get it?
No, I just have the one of Gaddafi.
Hold on. Okay, Gaddafi. Who's Gaddafi? What do you do now? What did Gaddafi do?
He's a dictator.
What did he do?
He's a dictator?
Libya, so let me kill them. Okay, what's this? Wait a minute. Sorry, I'm trying to enlarge the picture so I can see it. Oh, it's Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
God damn it. Here. White flower. Oh. That's wrong. Oh, my God.
That's a great one. White flower. Where's the one with the hose and the black person?
I'm finding it.
Well, that's a good one. White flower. He's genius. White flower. That's just like, Okay, we can have that in the background, a white flower thing. Like during her episode with Anthony Bourdain and Gordon Ramsay, we have this thing that says white flower in the background. like another billboard, it says white flower, you know, right behind. And she's,
well, that would see white flower, that's Roll Potato's parents come from white flower country.
Okay, totally.
I know, it's the White Aryan Resistance homeland, so yeah.
We should have it as like a little subliminal thing in the background, like Porsche Monkey Flats.
Yeah, there'll just be little like ads in the background. No, you know, whatever. It's a billboard, a street scene, or maybe it's a poster on somebody's wall, or what, you know what I mean? So it's incorporated into the.
Oh, yeah, frame, it'd be great. Whatever. It's like her as a teenager. Her as a teenager with all the posters on the wall. It's just a white flower in the background. Girl Potato's like. She's like, you know, just like young, like, you know, trying to, teenage, like, you know, her parents are like these terrible, like, you know, white supremacists, like.
Right, which is why she rolls away from home. I mean, because she wants to get away from that shit. But she's also totally sheltered, so she doesn't know shit about anything. That's why, you know, Rat Woman takes her in, but she also gets super fucking annoyed with her because she's clueless. She's like a, you know, an Idaho Valley girl potato.
And that's why Rat Woman's always screaming into her underwear.
Right.
Talking trash to her like a dominatrix, like you useless potato fucking hash brown, you know, burnout fucking, how dare you fucking, and Bigel Potato's like blogging the whole time. This is how it begins, her blogging, you know, the trash can capers.
Yes. Okay.
It's
all right. Like, yeah, that'd be perfect. She'd be blogging from inside the underwear or from where? I mean, where is she? When she's not in her underwear, does she have a?
She has
to be out sometime, right? I mean,
yeah. She's got like the whole thing should be her. The graphic novel should base around her and her blog, and then Rat Woman's, you know, and the whole story unfurls from there, you know?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I can. Yeah.
So the only time she uses her as a weapon is to throw her at other people, her villains, or whatever, her enemies. She takes her out of her underwear and throws her, Girl Potato.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And screams, Biscuit. Biscuit! It's like her war cry. And Girl Potato's like, no. And she hurls her at, you know, whoever, you've seen his pestis, whatever. It's like her, you know, her, like, you know, her bomb or whatever.
I really want Rat Woman to throw Girl Potato at fucking, like, Shigella Lawson. It's, I mean, yeah. You know what I mean? That's gotta happen. You know, she crashes some food show. Some television food, which is where those bitches always show up, right? They're always on TV, and, you know.
Okay, hold on. I got another send you right here. This is a great one right here. What do you think of this as a... Did you ever see the picture of Rap... Hold on. Did you see the picture of Rap? This is disgusting.
Really, really awful. Yeah. This is wrong as it gets.
This is wrong as it
gets. You guys can't talk over each other because I can't hear. Are you talking about the one Jennifer drew?
Yeah, with Jennifer Drew.
Yeah, I love it. It's fucking genius.
Wait, do you see this one? Okay, hold on. Can you see this one? Is that a good picture?
Yeah. I think it's a point across.
Yeah, wait, do you see this one? Okay, hold on. Ready?
Okay.
I love that one. I used to have a postcard of this, too. And I lost it somewhere. What do you think of this one right here? What's it saying?
No, we're waiting for it.
Oh, my God. This is so wrong.
No.
See, my mom said the same thing. She's like, that's not funny at all.
No. You're like, no way.
No.
It's bad. It's really bad.
She said, No.
Nope.
No. Denied.
I like it.
You want to, but I don't, you know.
I shouldn't have it.
That's pretty far out there for me.
Okay, well, I like the white flower. That's good.
She's
a hard one to swallow right there. There's a hard one to swallow. Bitter pill.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, along with the billboards, we got Tuber, like Tuber... The car service, Tuber Eats, or...
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Uber Tuber.
What does it say? I can't see my eyes. I'm so fucked up. What does it say? White power?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know about that one. This is basically... What is the person black, though?
I don't know.
The person's black. Ooh, this is crazy. Oh my god. Okay, so wait. Okay, so. Okay, well, I got this. What is that? Prince? What is that? I can't see my eyes.
It says Prince.
I can't understand a fucking thing you're saying.
Right, but Prince?
Prince. It's Tyson.
It's Mike Tyson. It's Prince. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, he's got some genius shit here. Okay, oh, okay. So I like the white flower thing. We keep that, right?
Well, you know, the other thing, actually, if you wanted to, say, set a scene or a frame in a comic, I think of this in terms of, like, a graphic novel or comic book. So, you know, you see in some scene, you want to establish where you are. If something like that, that last one was on a billboard in some fucked up Idaho town, I could see that. Or even in Kennebunkport, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
So, you know, sort of a setting a scene, yeah. So that there would be, you know, just you know, because Ratlin is going to go out of her territory to go have solve crimes or whatever, commit crimes other places. So,
you're okay.
You know, if you want to set a scene, that's a really good way to do it.
No,
so,
yeah, right?
You know.
Yeah, that's a good picture. Okay. It's granted, we're not drawing any of this whole graphic. We're not drawing any of it. We're just talking
he's
about
out
it.
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know. But when I talk about it, I'm visualizing it too. So
yeah.
Whether or not I can actually
yeah.
draw it is the whole other thing.
Yeah.
But
okay,
that's
so,
how I visualize it.
Yeah,
you know?
So that picture is dead. I wish Jennifer would draw as more, I wish Jennifer would draw some more pictures, but she's like,
she's some talented, but I don't think
great.
She's motivated to do it.
She's not. She needs some drugs. 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 And she needs. What is who's that?
That's the man. Remember we did Nico and the Man.
Nico and the Man. Who's
remember?
That?
That's
man.
The man.
That should be her husband.
One day when you came over, this was left in the hallway.
Oh
like,
my
like,
God! Would you
like,
see this? This is this person.
No! You gotta see the gifts that George did.
Okay, hold on. This guy looks, that looks like Go Potato as possible. Oh, but nobody in this episode's got any sort of, there's no humans there.
I don't know what we're talking about right now.
Well,
this
picture of this guy. There's a picture of this guy that this guy
oh,
was left in the hallway.
Yeah.
Just a nameless guy. Oh my, what is that?
Wait.
And somebody did an album called Nico and the Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, oh my God, what is that? That is so hideous. And basically this is a plain like white looking guy. So we have no what the fuck? We have no humans in this episode. What's that? A fucking Shriner? Is that Shriner hat? Wait, hold on, is that Russian? Go back. Hold on. I gotta see a picture for her. Is that a Russian dude?
Wait.
You gotta go back. What was the Shriner thing you had going, Megan?
Oh, I was just saying that
yeah.
So I'm saying if we're going to have this social media platform, Fezboog, there's a lot of different ways you can riff on a Fez. Because so Fez is like, you know, sort of like a
yeah.
Turkish man with a mustache would wear a Fez. But also Shriner, you know, those weird, you know, it's one of those weird societies like the Masons or whatever. They,
yeah, yeah.
They wear Fezes. So
Illuminati.
And then, you know, there's also Fez in Morocco. And then Doctor Who, one of them wears a Fez. Whatever, just saying. So you can do a lot with the notion of it being Fez, like the cabal of Fez
movie. Yes, the cabal. But that was, Shriner is just a term. These are hysterical, Michael. What is this? That's Shriner right there. Okay, so check this out. That's hysterical, oh my God. I can't get enough. I don't think I got a good shot of this. Check this out. So I was talking about, okay, the last thing I didn't send you a copy of the last blog we did,
you didn't send it to me.
I know, because I don't know how to send it to you. But let me say something. Besides Ratwoman, I think what's hysterical is our stories about Monterey. And how the one story about that guy eating the girl out, and you were like, you know, that's hysterical.
Well, it's fine. I'm just saying, you gotta.
I know it's personal.
Tell me if we're recording something. I mean, yeah, I don't know. You don't have to tell me if we're recording. That's fine. I'm saying if you're going to publish it somewhere, yeah, you need to fucking clear it with me. You do, of course
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
it's not ready to be published. It's like now we're just putting ideas out there. So
well,
some of it, you know, I mean, for us it's fine, and it is funny. Actually, it is funny. I mean, I thought it was funny when I said it, but...
No, it's actually kind of personal because you're talking about, you know, we're talking about childhood molestation and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, it's rather funny. It wasn't happening to me, but I had to be there in the room with it, so it's kind of, you know, not great. But anyway... I'm totally down with incorporating shit like that.
No, I'm just saying people were really I love that picture. Hold on, let me share this one. People were, hold on, let's check this out. People were really interested. I mean, I played for one person that, you know, I won't say who, but this is a great picture for me to check out. I don't know if you see it or not, but I don't know if you blow this up or not. Check this out. I mean, this is the old
picture. Copy of it if you want.
Can you blow it bigger? Can you send it to me?
I can print it for you.
Which one can
you
print?
Let me print it for you?
Yeah, print. Send it to me. Or you can print it out, for me. See, you know, one guy came up to me on Polk Street, and I was sitting on the couch, you know. I was just my first hooker days, you know. God, I look like total trash here. That's a great album cover.
I used it as an album cover.
That should be an album cover for my album.
I already used it.
You did?
Of course.
Check this out. Wait till we print this out for you. It's a great picture of me on a couch. You guys are going to do my makeup against a brick wall. It's really weird. And the couch is like, they got they kind of mustard yellow, and I'm wearing a total Frankfurter thigh high fishnets. And I was just like, doing my makeup for like the next trip that was going to come by, or whatever. And wow, it's like, it's pretty hardcore. I wish you could get a close picture. Hold on, Sam. Here, close picture. Oh, sorry, she's out. Ready? Ready? There you go. Let me set it to you right now. Check this out, man.
Okay.
What do you think it is? God, what year is that? What do you think it is? Did you get it?
Not yet.
What do you think of that? Look at that picture.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't that an amazing picture?
Hot picture. I love that.
He's hot?
Yeah.
Total trash. That's a great picture, huh?
Fantastic picture.
Yeah, this guy says he's taking pictures of unwanted sofas, and I happen to be sitting on it. I know, it's a good picture. I think we should use that.
Yeah. Well, it's all kinds of stuff we can use, and I think your idea of maybe doing some kind of collage thing could work, too. Because somehow it needs to be in a visual format. Just a podcast is not good enough. I mean, these characters, I can see them. I just can't necessarily draw all of them, but I can probably draw the character, but not all the backgrounds and shit. So
you like
somehow
that?
We have to come up with a way to make this visual.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
the story
right.
Itself is good, right? It's great. It's funny, and at the end we describe it well enough so people can visualize it. But it still needs, you know, it needs to be a fucking comic book that instantly is a cult classic, because it would be. It's so fucking deranged.
Yeah,
and
it
crazy.
Is.
And that it would be good. It's, you know, it's like all the storylines are good. It's funny as shit. So, yes, I want to, you know,
I want to do it.
So, I tell you what. Once we have, let's say, 5 storylines, right? However interconnected, involving these characters. We should start, or I can, whatever, talking to some people who actually can do the visual content part of it. Just say, hey, here's the story. You want to make this into, like, a comic book or something, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody who knows how to do that, that would be fucking great. Or animator or something. Animation, that's actually even a step more sophisticated than I think we're going to be able to go. But whatever, you know, I just want to see the pictures of this. So,
yeah.
But first, yeah, we need some stories. So right now we have the characters, we have actions. Like, we want them to do this, but we don't actually have the, like, the dialogue yet.
No,
so
we don't.
I'm thinking that
maybe if this doesn't take off, just us talking is pretty hysterical.
Well, we can do that too. We can keep on doing that. You know, go back, start from the beginning, and we kind of did that. I guess that's the first thing we recorded. I wish we recorded ones that came before that, because those were really funny. I mean, I don't know. I was crying. I was laughing for it, but whatever.
Really?
Anyway, so
all right.
Well, I'm down with it. Whatever you want to do,
okay,
fine.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let me
And I'm still haunted. This is the thing I'm actually going to draw for you. I'm haunted by this image of, like, this sort of spectral. Well, you know, you've seen your past. But once the mask comes off, and it's actually this praying mantis, but it's RuPaul's face.
It's got RuPaul's face,
like,
okay. So
yeah, that's sort of triangular, like, really giant eyes, staring eyes, you know, and sort of predatory. And oh my god! Really, you know, long arms and legs. I can totally see this. Oh my god!
So you think that you see this passage should be a praying mantis that looks like RuPaul?
Yeah, yes, I kind of do now. I don't know why, because it just seemed like all of these things do. The image just flashes to me, and then I'm trying for 3 days to get in touch with you so I can tell you about it. But yes, absolutely. You know, so it's like the insect god, that Edward Gorey drawing. I said, so that's sort of the premise of this character. Okay. And it's Eustinopestis, right? Okay. And her legion of fleas, right?
Her legion of fleas. What is it?
Because Eustinopestis is bubonic plague, right? That's actually the scientific name for bubonic plague.
Okay. Okay. You're right. Right.
Okay. So anyway, but it's just kind of funny. Legion of fleas would be hilarious, but anyway, but yeah, I was like, yeah, that sort of praying mantis, that triangular, you know, and that the way she moves her head on her neck.
Yes.
Higher up. You know what I mean? She really does that. She has that sort of predatory, like, stick, you know, weird, wiggling her head on the neck thing, and sort of spidery, and you know, initially, I mean, I was just such a huge RuPaul fan, but the more I watched Drag Race, the more I'm like, wow, this is all fake, and it's all about SNL? Getting money.
Did you see SNL?
It's like, she's kind of terrifying.
Did she read in the library?
Yeah. Did you see the RuPaul? Check it out. It's hysterical. Check out SNL's RuPaul reading in the library. Oh my God. Watch it right now. It's
fucking hilarious.
It's hysterical. It's RuPaul. He's RuPaul. What's it called? SNL reading?
It's just RuPaul. Yeah, just look SNL up RuPaul. In the library.
Yeah, look it up right now because I have to go pee real fast and I'll call you back. But look up SNL's. Did you get the pictures I sent you right now? Just check it out.
Okay, I'll check it out. I have to actually charge my phone too. Tell
me these pictures right now. What do you think? Okay. All right, right, bye. She is hysterical.
She's
right. Yeah, she's right. Okay, so anyways, her brother.